Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Last Thursday night in Esopus, New York, Representative John Faso faced a crowd of supporters and critics at a town hall event. Faso defended his outreach to constituents in District 19, claiming that it's harder for representatives to address the many different questions and concerns of the public since the president took office. He's been dogged with criticism for not facing constituents or addressing the words and actions of President Donald Trump. He also faced questions regarding his transparency during a rare and contentious town hall meeting. The audience cheered, booed, and reacted with audible comments at times. Faso fielded a host of questions on topics like his position on Trump's border wall, his support for defunding Planned Parenthood, and his vote cast in favor of the proposed American Health Care Act that would have replaced the Affordable Health Care Act. Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley, a member of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, has now rejoined the Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield Health Insurance Network. The multi-year agreement, which went into effect on Friday of last week, lets patients covered by Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield go to all Health Alliance facilities for all health care services. That means all patients covered by Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield are now in the network at Health Alliance Hospital, Broadway Campus, and Health Alliance Hospital Mary's Avenue Campus in Kingston, and at Margaretville Hospital in Margaretville. A call for entries is available for artists to enter the Trinity Gallery Lime Rock, Connecticut Columbus Day Juried Show. Artists are asked to drop off their pieces on Sunday, October 1st from noon till 2. Submitted artwork can be three pieces up to 30 inches in any dimension, including mat and frame, or two pieces up to 44 inches, including mat and frame. The opening reception and awarding of prizes will be Friday and Saturday, October 7th from 5 till 7 p.m. The show dates are October 7th, 8th, and 9th, and October 14th and 15th, noon till 4. More information at 860-977-0997 or trinitylimerock.org. Happy Labor Day, everybody, as we get set to wrap up a very big weekend. It's the final day for the Goshen Fair in Goshen, Connecticut, and for the Columbia County Fair in Columbia County at the fairgrounds there. And, of course, Lime Rock racks up their big, big Labor Day weekend as well today. Enjoy the day today. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon presenting Daniel Mailer's art exhibit, Tiny Tremors, Paintings, Prints, and Sculpture. It runs now through October 31st, 10 Upper Main Street. A reception will be held on September 16th from 4 until 7 p.m. Annual budget meeting is happening at the town of North Canaan. It'll happen tomorrow at 7:30, where they'll take action and vote on the municipal and education portion of the budget. Aglet Theater is sponsoring a gala luncheon featuring actor, director, educator James Warwick on Sunday, September 10th, 860-435-6928. Grace Episcopal Church annual rummage sale is happening this year. The special event held Friday through Sunday, September 8th, 9th, and 10th at the church's parish hall and parking lot in Millbrook, New York. Salisbury Bank offering a seminar that will focus on Medicare choices and options. That will be held on Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Dover Office 5 Dover Village Plaza. Reservations are suggested but not required. More information or registration at 860-453-3497. American Legion Post 178 is hosting its Red Cross Blood Drive on Wednesday. More information at sean@legionpost178.org or call 518-929-3624. You can all register online at redcrossblood.org. Noble Horizons invites you to two free classical piano recitals with commentary by the pianist, one on September 8th and one on September 24th at 17 Cobble Road by educator, author, and pianist Donald Alfano, presenting that solo classical piano recital on September 8th at 2 p.m. You're invited to an exhibition of paintings by Perry Rollins at the Millbrook Library in Millbrook, New York on September 8th. Opening reception is from 4 until 6 p.m. Canaan VFW Couch Piper Post presents Surf and Turf Bake, Lobster, Baked Potato, Clam Chowder, Steak, Corn of the Cob, 2-drink coupons, Saturday from 12 till 4. The rain date is Sunday at the Post, 104 South Canaan Road in Canaan. $30 for dinner includes 2-drink coupons. Tickets only available at the Post. No tickets at the door. Dover's Old Time Country Fair happens on Saturday, September 9th from noon till 5 p.m. in honor of New York State's 100th anniversary of women's vote and Dutchess County agricultural history. More information at dovercountryfair.com. www.homestead.com. Admission is free. Renowned organist Kent Triddle will be New York Philharmonic and recital on Saturday afternoon, September 9th at 3:30 at the Smithfield Presbyterian Church, which is located on Smithfield Valley Road in Amenia, New York. It begins at 3:30. Suggested donation, $20 at the door. Less is welcome. Proceeds benefit the Ratio Society of New York. Reception will follow. SmithfieldChurch.org for more information. Tremaine Art Gallery at Hotchkiss opens up with a three-person photography exhibit. Photographs by Robert Heiko, Sandra Heiko, and Fred Cray, class of 75. All three will show a selection of current work and older work. Now, the reception will be held September 9th from 4 until 6 p.m. An evening of song with music by Cole Porter to benefit the Sandersfield Arts Center takes place September 9th at 8 p.m. at the Center, 5 Hammertown Road in Sandersfield. Tickets and more information are available at sandersfieldartscenter.org or at the door the day of the show. September 10th in Great Barrington, the Aglet Theater Company Gala Luncheon with actor, director, and educator James Warwick, interviewed by Gloria Miller at St. James Place at 12 noon. Emergency Medical Responder Certification class sponsored by Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service is happening on September 10th through November 16th. At Salisbury Ambulance Headquarters under Mountain Road in Salisbury, there is a fee of $275, not including textbook. The instructor is Kitty Hecox. You can register or get more details by leaving a message at 860-435-0058. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday was up 39.46. It starts off this week at 2198.7.56. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 6435.33, and the S&P 500 at 2476.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.